we're back to 3millionyears.co.uk audio booze. It's been a while since I've done one of these, but new phone, so I've installed the app, and we're now back onto a talking on the audio booze about the comics. 5 minutes is all you get for the audio booze and the free version, but I think that's long enough to talk about digital comics and what we've got this week. So, jumping straight in, first of all, we've got the second AVX Consequences, which starts off with Wolverine visiting Cyclops in prison, having a chat with him about that, and then we move on to the meeting the other resident of the prison, who's also a mutant and has the inhibitor on, and we see what Cyclops is thinking of his time in prison and wanting to be a martyr. And already I've seen online the t-shirts with Cyclops was right on them, especially at New York Comic Con by the looks of it as well. So that's obviously going to be a thing where when Cyclops comes back into the main universe. Also got Arrow, which was the second issue of this digital exclusive series, linking in with the new TV show, which is yet to debut in the UK. That's going to be coming in on Monday, so I'll probably be watching that, and I think my kids, especially my eldest, may be wanting to watch that as well. Cyberforce is making a return from Image Comics and Top Cow. This is a free issue as well, so free issue one gives you a good introduction to the world and what's happening in it, so definitely work, have a look at that. It's a, as I say, it's a free issue, so there's no excuse for you not to get that one. What else did I get? I got Daredevil. This is issue 19, and we're starting to find out why Daredevil's been having these problems recently. People making out it's going to go a bit crazy, and it harkens back to the first issue of Daredevil. When you get to the end of it, you get this new-ish character, Coyote, and the last page is absolutely brilliant. I'd recommend. This has been a brilliant series so far. A couple of pitfalls maybe with Doctor Doom and that, but coming towards the end of it, I would say the last panel on the penultimate page actually is possibly the best one. Still makes me laugh when I look at it. Zine Scope have got a free issue from the 2009. It's done in one story for Halloween. So you've got 46 pages. It's a sort of one overreaching story with a few mini stories in it as well, which has some really good quality art and good fun to read. I'm also reading He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. We're up to issue 3 on this. To go with the He-Man digital comics as well, this is good fun. It's amazing how much I still enjoy He-Man actually, so definitely worth getting those ones. What else do we get? Saucer Country from Vertigo. We're now up to issue 8 on this, and it's still going strong with a nice big cliffhanger, which I have a feeling I know where it's going to go for that side of it, but there's still a lot of intrigue going on here. Really good fun title, sort of mixing the serious and the fun parts behind it as well, which I like, especially the mention of Mork and Mindy. Finally, Marvel Now. This is a 0.1 issue with the new Nick Fury, with lots of mini stories involved in it, with the new Ant-Man getting some semblance of a revenge on Doctor Doom, which was good fun. Some adventures with the young Loki for the new Young Avengers series, which again was highly enjoyable, and Nova, which has always been a favourite of mine, Nova, and this is a new Nova, this isn't Rich Rider, so definitely check that one out when that starts. That's Nova 1, it's coming at the in February. Cable and the X-Force is the one I'm actually most excited about, so can't wait to see that one. And then obviously there's Guardians of the Galaxy coming next year as well, which will probably, hopefully, add a bit of insight into the movies as well. So we're coming to the end of this audio booth. It's only a short one, really, just going through what's been bought. If you've got anything that you'd like to publish and show on 3millionyears.co.uk, get through to me on the website, Twitter, or on Facebook. Enjoy your comics reading, and I'm going to make these more regular. So thank you, and goodbye.